What did you think of what Aaron Jones was able to do with his opportunity?
He certainly made the most of it. You know, you're so proud and excited for him because, you know, number one, the lessons that are learned in his position meeting room with Ben, and you see him, you know, applying them on the practice field and taking what he's been able to do on the practice field and perform on Sunday. I mean, it was just a great moment, one that he can certainly continue to build and grow from. So extremely excited about it. Did a lot of positive things. His play style was outstanding. His run instincts, the decisions that he made as a ball carrier was outstanding. He had another big play. We went into a scramble drill, and he made that clutch reception, creating separation and making the clutch reception on the sideline. That was outstanding as well. From a pass protection standpoint, he did a really nice job. He was fundamentally sound in that area, and those are some of the things that we certainly emphasize.
Does he do a nice job of setting up his blocks for somebody that's pretty young? It looks like a lot of times he's really patient for somebody that's only played a game and a half.
He is, and I think a big part of that is understanding the blocking scheme, but it's also applying the fundamentals from a footwork standpoint, pressing your aiming point. You know, everything we talk about when we put in the run game, I think he has a pretty good understanding of that. And, like I said earlier, it's something to build on, because obviously we still want to continue to improve and grow and get better. But some of the things he was able to do last night was outstanding. You know, you go back and you talk about the fact that he was able to break tackles, make people miss, and that's something else that stood out.
For a rookie who'd really never been in that situation before, what do you think of his awareness in the 2 minute getting out of bounds?
Outstanding. That was another play that we highlighted as far as in our correction meetings, as far as just like you're saying, the awareness of it. Geronimo had a great block, which enabled him to get out of bounds. But, it's something that we talk about all the time. And when he got in that situation, he applied the lessons that were learned and made the most of the opportunity. So it was outstanding to see.
You haven't hit anybody like him in your time here, have you? As far as, dimensions.
I don't really want to get into comparisons or anything like that. I just think he's unique. He's a kid that, number one, you love the person, has a great attitude. When he came into this, our culture, our environment, and you could tell he was going to fit in as far as just the mindset, just the attitude, very coachable, and he wants to improve. And that's a big part of, how young players come into this system and go from good to great. You have to want to improve each and every day, and that's something that he has.
Was that maybe your best game by your run blockers, though, too? I know we're all focusing on the running back, but it seemed like he had a lot more openings than you guys have had all year.
Well, just as a unit, our goal is to continue improving. I know, we've talked about it in here, each and every week as far as just improving from a fundamental standpoint. And that's something that we still have to improve on. I mean, there were mistakes that we made yesterday that we got to improve, and we've already corrected those mistakes, and guys are aware of how we get better. And that's our mindset. That's our goal right now, is to improve. How do we get better in our preparation for Minnesota?
Are you seeing Marty get more comfortable in the offense? And for tight ends, does it maybe take a little while to kind of find your rhythm and your role in an offense?
Well, I think the communication and relationship with Aaron, I think that certainly helps. What we're able to do in practice certainly helps as well. You take it from the practice field and you apply it on Sunday. I think that all, or whatever day we play on, I think it all helps. He was able to make some big plays for us. You talk about some clutch catches yesterday. I mean, he came through big time, broke a tackle, ran with the ball with an attitude, and those were great to see. I mean, that's Marty. He's a playmaker. He's a unique player, and he's certainly a difference maker.
Edgar, you've watched Devontae Adams the whole time he's been here. He obviously faced some challenges in 15 health-wise and the expectations put on him. In what ways have you seen him really grow as a kid, because he was so young when he got here too, and as a player?
That's, I go back to the person. and how special Devontae is, you know, because, you know, again, you go back and you talk about, you know, a person who he wants to be great. He wants to make the most of his opportunity, and to see that growth coming in as a rookie and where he's at now, you're excited for him, because, you know, every day it's about improvement with him and looking for ways to improve and looking for ways to grow and get better. And you know, he's been able to do that. And, you know, it's a process. It really is. You know, it takes time. I think we all, you know, we learn and we grow when you get in certain situations. Some, you know, some adversity, you know, comes your way. You see the true character of the man. And I think, you know, you can probably look at Devontae's case and you see, you know, his maturity, his growth, how he's handled certain situations, how he's grown and gotten better. And that's exciting. I mean, because when you look at it and you think about it, I mean, he is putting himself in position to be one of the best at what he's able to do. And that's exciting.
Do you think some of the throws on the final drive maybe go to different places if they don't have a rookie corner out there? How much of it was Aaron recognizing that there was an opportunity against a guy that only played a little bit of football in Jordan Lewis?
You know, I still go back to making it more about us and who we are and what we do. I think the relationship and the communication between Aaron and Devontae, I think that probably stands out more than anything else as far as from a defensive standpoint, the personnel. It's not so much the opponent. It's more our comfort zone and us trusting and believing in who we are.
For a lot of your tenure here, you guys weren't really great come-from-behind teams. What do you think's improved from that perspective? I mean, the last 13 games, maybe you've had like five.
You know, I just go back and look at this game right here and just the overall execution, you know, Aaron putting everyone on the same page and having that time to drive down the field and make the most of the opportunity. I mean, it was exciting to see. You see him work those mechanics in practice, you know, every week and to get that opportunity on game day and show what we're capable of doing. I mean, it was just, you know, it was great to see.
You've been around the game for a while. Is it one of those things where if you do it once, it makes it easier to do it the second time and it's easier to do it the third time?
Well, I think it certainly helps with from a confidence standpoint, no doubt about that, you know, and the trust and belief and, you know, we'll find a way to win, you know, and that's really what it's about. You know, when we get in a situation, we've been there before. I mean, we know how we responded. And so it certainly helps from a confidence standpoint, that trust and belief that we can get it done no matter what.
Edgar, how accurate do you think Rodgers was with the ball yesterday? You know, he says that he didn't put the ball where he wanted on the first throw of Adams on before the touchdown. Turns around and puts it right where he wants it. The throw that Ryan mentioned to Marty, I mean, I don't know how he makes that throw. And then Devontae's first touchdown is such a tiny window to put it in there where he can catch it and stay in bounds. I know we kind of all get used to what he does, but he just seemed awfully accurate yesterday.
And that's Aaron Rodgers. You know, and you don't take it for granted, I mean, because he puts a lot of work into it, you know, just like all of our other players, you know, it starts in practice, and you see him make those throws in practice, and guys being able to anticipate, you know, those type, being in those type situations. And so, you know, that's a big part of who he is and what he's able to do. Some of it, obviously, as you know, is God-given talent and what he's been able to do as far as continue to, you know, hone his craft and improve and put himself at this elite level speaks volume.
How much has he honed his ability to run with the football and make plays? Like, I mean, he likes to be self-deprecating about his athleticism, but there's two defenders there that a lot of other quarterbacks probably make the tackle before he gets out for 18.
You know, and that was another play that we highlighted as far as, you know, again, we talk about, you know, from an offensive standpoint, we want to be able to break tackles. And that includes, you know, Aaron was in that situation and literally broke a tackle picked his feet up, picked his knees up, and was able to elude another defender and get the first down. I mean, that it speaks volume. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know, making the most of your opportunity, breaking tackles, extending the drive, extending the play, and putting us in a position to win the game.
I was going to ask you, what did you think of those high knees?
It was pretty impressive. It was pretty impressive. Anytime, you know, you're in a situation where you can break tackles like that and, you know, and extend that drive and put us in position to win, I mean, it speaks volume. You know, the only thing that we talked about was, you know, maybe putting the ball in his outside arm away from that nearest defender. But, I mean, it was outstanding play, no doubt about it.
Did you teach him the side knees?
No, again, that's God-given talent.